Narrated Malik bin Aus, I went and entered upon Umar, his doorman. Yarfa came saying, Uthman, Abdurrahman, Az-Zubair, and Sa'd are asking your permission to see you. May I admit them? Umar said, yes. So he admitted them. Then he came again and said, May I admit Ali and Abbas? He said, yes. Abbas said, O chief of the believers, judge between me and this man, Ali. Umar said, I beseech you by Allah, by whose permission both the heaven and the earth exist. Do you know that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said, Our, the messenger's property is not to be inherited, and whatever we leave after our death is sadaqah, to be spent in charity? And by that, Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, meant himself. The group said, No doubt, he said so. Umar then faced Ali and Abbas and said, Do you both know that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said that? They replied, No doubt, he said so. Umar said, So let me talk to you about this matter. Allah favored his messenger, peace be upon him, with something of his fa'i, that is, booty won by the Muslims at war without fighting, which he did not give to anybody else. Allah said, And what Allah gave as fa'i, booty, to his messenger, up to do all thing. Quran, chapter 59, verse 6. And so that property was only for Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. Yet, by Allah, he neither gathered that property for himself nor withheld it from you, but he gave its income to you and distributed it among you till there remained the present property, out of which the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to spend the yearly maintenance for his family, and whatever used to remain, he used to spend it where Allah's property is spent, that is, in charity, etc. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, followed that system throughout his life. Now I beseech you by Allah. Do you know all that? They said, yes. Umar then said to Ali and Abbas, I beseech you by Allah, do you know that? Both of them said, yes. Umar added, and when the Prophet, peace be upon him, died, Abu Bakr said, I am the successor of Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and took charge of that property and managed it in the same way as Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, did. Then I took charge of this property for 2 years, during which I managed it as Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr did. Then you both, Ali and Abbas, came to talk to me, bearing the same claim and presenting the same case. O Abbas, you came to me asking for your share from the property of your nephew, and this man, Ali, came to me asking for the share of his wife from the property of her father. I said, if you both wish, I will give that to you on that condition, that is, that you would follow the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr, and as I, Umar, have done in managing it. Now both of you seek of me a verdict other than that? Lo, by Allah, by whose permission both the heaven and the earth exist, I will not give any verdict other than that till the hour is established. If you are unable to manage it, then return it to me, and I will be sufficient to manage it on your behalf.